This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A regular contributor here is financial advisor Ken Mahoney. And today he wants to talk about which stock should be in your portfolio.
Which stocks should you own? Now, every day you get different ideas from Uncle Joe what to buy, from maybe Business Week, from Money Magazine, CNBC, Fox Business. You're hit all the time of which stocks to own. And I thought today we'd share with you some ideas of how to filtering out all that noise, all the many suggestions that are out there. Again, they're good suggestions, but what is the best way for you to choose a stock? And I think it comes down to something that you know, that you see. You know, someone is on TV and they're talking about a stock and it sounds like interesting, but you really don't understand it. It's a biotechnology stock. They're talking about the science and FDA approvals, and it's a little bit over your head. I wouldn't invest in that. I like to invest in things that you kind of understand. You could see what's happening. Like an example, I had a client a number of years ago, went into a Chipotle, a Mexican restaurant, and loved what they're doing there. Kind of fast food, but kind of healthy food, you know, different type of menus. He went out and bought shares on his own. And, of course, the stock has done very well, and they've opened a franchise all over the place. And it reminds me kind of knowing about the company or feeling good about the company is a strategy many years ago by Peter Lynch, who at that time managed the very famous the Magellan Fund by Fidelity. And he and his wife would go out and actually watch trends and see what clothes people were wearing, what other trends were, technology and so forth, and invest in something that he actually understood and saw trends supporting that. Now, as an investor, when you say which stocks should you own, generally speaking, there's two different styles of stocks or investing, and that is, you know, of growth, that is those companies that will grow their earnings. Companies you think can come to mind, companies like Apple, who continue to add up new products and continue to, you know, grow their top line revenue, so to speak. And then those investors who like value companies, where, you know, the company's kind of underwater at the moment, maybe new management would shake things up. Maybe them splitting up the companies. And you'll find companies like Verizon in there or AT&T. So totally different styles. And what you want to look at as an investor and say, gee, what is your style? What is something you're most comfortable with? Are you more comfortable with a company that has prospects for growth? Again, a little bit more riskier because you're paying more for that growth. Or are you someone who said, no, I want to find a company of value where something's going to change, some type of catalyst or management's going to change, and the share price is going to go up. I think the biggest thing when it comes to investing in a stock, no matter what you pick, and so certainly I'm really saying you should pick something that you feel you know something about and you can understand, you should always have a stop loss order or some way to protect your investment. So let's say you're willing to invest $10,000 in a stock idea. I would say, you know, if it goes down around 10 or 12%, get out of the stock. Now, again, it could always go up higher after that, but you have to have a discipline. So many times I see people come in to our office and talk about these stocks that were 40, they're now $4 a share. And I say, you know, where's that discipline? I mean, when you're investing, you have to have some discipline. And I think the biggest discipline investors can use or, you know, put into force are these stop loss orders, a way to actually protect your downside. So you buy a stock at 40, let's say, you could at that moment put a stop loss order at 36, which would represent a 10% drop. And then if it sells off, it sells off. But let's say that $40 stock now goes to 50. Now you can raise your stop, let's say, to $46 a share, locking in a profit no matter what happens. So whatever stock you pick, you need to put a stop loss order in or some type of protection or some type of discipline to make sure you're watching your investment very closely. Another thing you want to watch when you look at different stocks are dividends. We did a study over the last 70 years, and more than half of the appreciation or half of the growth of one's investment has to do with stock dividends. And, of course, you can reinvest those dividends and buy more shares, which we recommend unless you really need the money. Otherwise, you can collect the dividends. So we start thinking about, you know, which stocks you should own. You know, right away, you should think about stocks you feel or companies you feel comfortable with. You have to decide for yourself whether you're a growth or a value type of investor. You should always have a downside target, a way to somehow, you know, be disciplined with your investment, and also take dividends into consideration. One thing we always like to see is some type of catalyst. So you decide to buy a stock for all the reasons just mentioned. What's the catalyst? Are they coming out with a new product? Do they have a new management team? Are they going into a new market, like, you know, overseas? Are they going to start selling in Malaysia? There's got to be some type of catalyst. Otherwise, the stock will probably stay where it is. So there's going to be some type of catalyst. And you have to figure out what that catalyst is and feel comfortable that's going to be your investment. I also would say keep score and keep a journal. So you'd write in, okay, today's date. I bought 100 shares of XYZ stock. I bought it because, and you write a whole nice explanation, I put a stop loss order in it And I'm tracking it and monitoring it. I think that's really important to journal your entries and have some type of diary of what you're doing. You can always go back and see where you made mistakes or where your thinking was wrong or maybe when your thinking was right. I think that's one of the biggest things investors can do when they're looking at stocks is creating a journal, following up, making reasons why you think it's going to work out, and also identify what the risks are. And then if you're comfortable with those risks, go ahead and make that investment. So today, hopefully that helps you kind of consider which stocks you should own, know the reasons why, know the company, feel comfortable with the company, make sure you have some type of discipline so you're not losing all your money in that investment because it's not all or none, and also track it. Keep a diary, keep the reasons why you're buying the stock in the first place, and go back from time to time and read those entries. Have a great day.
And with Ken Mahoney at MahoneyAssetManagement.com, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you set yourself up for a great day? With rituals.
So says best-selling author Gretchen Rubin. A ritual is a process done repeatedly. For example, you probably have a getting ready for work ritual.
Some are born from necessity. Others develop for a reason. Still others happen by default.
Pay attention to them all, but give special notice to default rituals. Do you really need them?
Also consider missing rituals. Perhaps you set a goal, but haven't established a routine to achieve it.
Many people resist rituals, thinking they limit spontaneity. They don't. They help you reserve energy for your most important things.
And they clear out the mental clutter so you can be your best when needed. That leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in!
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. See it in theaters May 1st.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that eating chocolate can add years to your life and life to your years? Well, it's the perfect food, especially dark chocolate. It's right up there with one of the finest gifts from the gods, or at least that's what the ancient Aztecs thought. And today's modern medicine agrees. Here's the science of it. It all started with 8,000 Harvard University alumni. Researchers checked out their life histories. Things like, do they drink, smoke, are they overweight, and how much red meat do they eat? And all things being equal, technically covariate, those who ate chocolate lived almost a year longer than those who didn't.
Remember, kid, with great chocolate comes great responsibility.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's rare that something supposedly so bad is so good for you. So, bottom line, eat chocolate, live longer. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.